Next patient is Victoriano Chavez. That is V, V as in Victor, V-I-T-O-R-I-A-N-O, Victoriano. Chavez is C-H-A-V-E-S, Chavez. Date of birth is 3-3-52. And the date of birth is 2-8-22. The let's see, please make a copy for Miles Anderson, MD. Next paragraph, dear Miles, thank you for sending Victoriano Chavez for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 69-year-old male who had an episode of COVID-19 pneumonia approximately a month ago, has been coughing persistently and has shortness of breath and is bringing up some yellowish green mucus. He has tightness in his chest but no fevers or chills. He does have some wheezing and denied him aphthesis, night sweats. And no nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of diverticulosis and history of rotator cuff surgery in 03 and 04. And history for inguinal hernia repair, as well as cervical spine fusion. He has chronic sciatic pain and cervical radiculopathy, and a history of anxiety attacks. Next, anxiety attacks. He has had a gunshot wound to the head with the removal of bullet in 1974. Next paragraph. Allergies. Known drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 6 years and quit. Drinks alcohol, mostly wine. Is exposed. Was exposed to fiberglass at work in the aircraft factory. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of old age. Father died of stomach cancer. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has some fatigue and had weight loss. He has double vision, no cataracts. He has sore throat and hoarseness and denies urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. No asthma, but has shortness of breath and coughing spells. He has nausea, heartburn, constipation, and then has arm pain, calf muscle pains, palpitations. He has anxiety attacks. He has muscle stiffness and joint pains. And then I have seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medication list included Protonics 40 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, famotidine 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly white male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. He has no sign of the sickness, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 147, saturation 97. H-E-N-T. Head numbness, phallic, pupils reactive, clear over clear, throat is mildly injected, yes, no inflammation. Next, supple, no venous distension, trachea, middle line, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery with occasional crackles of the bases. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. And the extremities will no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nose is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COVID-19 pneumonia with bilateral pulmonary infiltrates. Number 2 is probable underlying chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Number 3 is history of degenerative arthritis. Number 4 is gases, after reflux. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Let's see. The patient was advised to go on doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for possible superimposed bacterial pneumonia. And was advised to go for a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to get a follow-up chest x-ray in 3 weeks. A CBC complete metabolic profile, TSH level. Also placed on prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 2 weeks. And he will use a salbutrol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. And a follow-up visit was arranged in 4 weeks, at which time we'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Miles Anderson, M-I-L-E-S, Anderson, M-D, from Palm Coast. Thank you for this consultation. Dr. D'Souza.